This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Well, the scene shifts to Orlando for game number three with the Cavaliers up 2-0. On the line is Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Boy, Danny, your old team looking pretty good in games one and games two against Orlando. Your thoughts, and how are you, by the way?
Hi, Danny.
I'm good. You guys, I'm doing well, man. Can't complain. But, yeah, they do look good. It's a good first two games, start off way better than last year. Protected home court, did what they're supposed to do. So we'll see what they do game three in Orlando.
Danny, what's a bigger factor? Cavs playing good defense or Magic not shooting the ball well? I know one relates to the other, but which one's a bigger force here?
I think it's a combination of both, but I think, you know, Cavs are playing really good defense right now. We'll see if they keep that up on the road. I see, as I said, this series, I just think Orlando's just, it's their first time in the playoffs in a while, and it's kind of how Cleveland was last year. You know, it's a rude awakening, it's an eye-opener, and they're just not really ready for it. I don't think they have enough to match up with them. And, you know, Cleveland, honestly, most of the season was like a two seed or so, dropped down the way they are. You know, but, hey, it's a great series. If they should get it done in a gentleman's sweep. If they don't, then I'll be a little shocked.
Yeah, I think we will be too, Danny. I look at Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, and I'm like, man, this is why I bring popcorn. I want to see the way these guys are playing right now. And just your thoughts on, especially, like, Jared talked about being tough again, because you know how much criticism this team took after the Knicks series last year, and people saying soft. They've been anything but soft in this first two games.
Yeah, man, it's a series like that. It's hard to compare. Like I said, it's a totally different matchup. One. And mind you, the Knicks are giving anybody hell with the group they have. It doesn't matter who they match up with. They're just a rebounding problem, even with Philly. Philly's not a small team either. To compare Knicks to, you know, or saying that the Knicks are making them soft, it's kind of it's an unfair comparison anyway, just because, you know, got out-rebounded. But you learn from it. You move from it. You get better. And it seems like they're coming back this year and said, they get through the series the way they're supposed to, and they have to show that toughness again. Matchup in the second round, with, I don't know who it's going to be, but, you know, it's going to be a tougher matchup for sure. I think we know who it's going to be.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. The way the Cavs offense played in the first two games, Donovan leading the way, Darius doing what I think a good point guard does, and with Jarrett and Evan getting involved, is that the way that offense is supposed to look if you're – dealing with it and trying to design it perfectly. Is that it or is that not it?
No, that's it. I mean, like I said, they just haven't had a lot of great games full of health this year. So then they're still kind of, you know, let's say figuring each other out, but they're getting their rhythm and being more efficient together. But that's the look, so with the group that you guys have. And if it doesn't work, then I'm sure they have to go back to the drawing board. But that's it right now. I think they can get more bench or use some more guys, go deeper into rotation on the bench. I think Marcus Morris could help a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? George is doing his thing, Iron Man. Isaac had a good game the other day. So, yeah, he also could use Sam. Sam is obviously a really good shooter. So I think they're going to need those guys confident and playing well for the next round. You know, this is a bigger picture, right? You need everybody clicking in all cylinders and playing their best basketball because you're going to have to go deeper in the next round.
What have you thought of JB's coaching so far the first two games?
Pretty solid, man. It's a interesting matchup. We'll see what game three brings. I know it's Mo's first I don't know if it's his first as a head coach, but, you know, he's a really good coach. But his group, I'm assuming they'll make some adjustments. They'll shoot better at home, I'm sure. But, you know, Cleveland's got to keep the defense up, so we'll see what they do.
If you're Jamal Mosley, what would you attack? What would you tweak, Danny, going into game three?
There's a couple of different – I mean, there's different ways to attack Cleveland. So that's like a chess game, right? Seeing what adjustments they'll make and how we're going to adjust to those adjustments. I'm assuming that they would try to, you know, attack their smaller guards, try to get them in foul trouble if they could. That would be the route I would go. I don't know if they'll post up more, but they'll probably put them in more pick and rolls, put more action, try to get them down more, try to get some more easier open looks. Because, you know, the game slows down in the playoffs. And when it slows down, it's more half-court sets. You want to try to get an open court as much as you can to get better open transition looks. So I would assume that they would try to do that. They would try to get some more pace. I don't know if they'll switch the lineups much. But, yeah, I think that they'll try to attack the smaller guards with their bigger wings. And also, I mean, try to attack the bigs and get them in foul trouble. That's the best bet, looks like, for them right now.
Danny, a lot of people talking about the way the games are being called, about how much more physical it is. I mean, Jeff and I were just talking about, like, we're watching the physical play now, and we're thinking back, I don't know, 15 years when, I mean, these guys, it was a football game out there. It was. I just thought it was way worse than it is now. I'm not going to lie. I like watching this game that's underneath the basket. I like the physical play, but as a player, are you just prepared for the change, or do you say, why are we calling it like this during the playoffs when we called it like this during the regular season?
I think you're prepared for it, especially if you're a veteran. I mean, when you're first into it, when you first get into your first playoffs, obviously you're just like, okay, it's new. But I think you understand what's at stake and that the little silly stuff is not going to get called as much. you know, during the season, they'll have some different, you know, different games are called differently, superstar calls, little cheap fouls here and there, set the tone. I think they want to see the, you know, fans and, you know, players want to play. They want to see us play. So they're going to let some of that go, and they're not going to call every time somebody flops or tries to draw a foul or make something happen by, you know, getting someone in foul trouble. They're going to make you earn it. So I like it.
And we saw some of that with the Philadelphia-New York game. You know, Sixers,
for sure.
Your former team. Joel Embiid's out there playing on, like one leg and still effective. Danny, you played with him. How good is he?
Well, he's very good. I mean, he's showing it. He's an MVP player. You know, the reason why he was MVP last year and probably should have been this year if he wasn't hurt. But, you know, he's a dominant force, and he said after the post game, you know, they're the better team. They're going to win the series. I mean, when certain guys speak like that, you can kind of believe it, you know, because he can dictate the change of series. You're just seeing it. Like in game two, the way they came out, they should have won that game, you know. It just came down the stretch. They needed some rebounds. They needed not to turn the ball over and make a free throw or two, like make a couple more free throws. But it was their game to lose. They did. They didn't get the calls they wanted, but they can fix those mistakes easily. And I think they will at home. And they'll even up the series. And then from there, it's a toss-up. How locked in, how focused can you be? And I think that's where the tough part comes to play with him of, you know, being hurt and not healthy and not be able to play as much in his stamina and his, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be hard to keep him playing 40 minutes a game in extended series with that knee and that health, the way he's not as stable as he would normally be.
Danny, I was just looking at some of your stats. I mean, you were dressed for 169 playoff games. That is unbelievable. And then I'm like looking through and I'm like, I'm bummed that you never came back to Cleveland, as I'm just making sure I'm looking. You never played a playoff game as a road on the road at Cleveland. You just had the two games last year from here. Is that right? That does look right.
Did I ever play on the road as a Cavalier?
For another team. Again, I mean, you were in the Western Conference for so long, so that would make sense. I'm just looking at, your playoff history. The question, though, that I'm trying to get to on this is, give me the place where you thought was the toughest to play on the road during the playoffs, and then I'm just wondering what the reputation is around the league about playing games in Cleveland.
Yeah, I only played but a couple of minutes, I think, when we played New York last year. Wasn't much. But that was a garden.
It wasn't enough, I'll tell you that. If you would have played more, we would have been talking way different.
Maybe.
Jeff and I talked about this every day. I just want you to know
that. Might have been a different series. But you know,
you would
have
liked our conversations last year, Danny, when you were sitting.
We had your back.
You would have liked them.
I would have been like, you know, we better have his back now because he might be on with us next year.
I mean, that would have been cool and everything. I said it would have been nice. And trust me, I thought It wasn't my decision. I would have loved to have played more, and I thought that I could have helped. And maybe I could have, but I think it would have gave us a different dynamic, a different look. It would have opened up the floor more for Donovan and Darius to work. But, you know, that was ultimately JB's decision and coach's decision. They made a change in game two. We played well. After that, we kind of went back to it. And, you know, I mean, this is a learning experience all around for coaching and players. But, yeah, the toughest place to play, back to what you're saying, man, there's a lot of places. I think Boston's really tough. The Garden was really tough, man. And I could see why, you know, the bright lights with Jared, you know, it was like, okay. But if I hadn't been there, I would have been like, oh, but I've been in tough environments before. You know, I've been in OKC when they had KD, Russ, and Serge and James, you know what I'm saying? So places like that, they get rowdy, man. Boston gets rowdy. I haven't played there in the playoffs. Not that I can think of in Toronto. We never played them, but Philly gets rowdy. We played Philly, Milwaukee, you know, the Bay, Golden State. It gets loud in there. So I've had some really good experiences, some great arenas. And unfortunately, we won and with LA. We had to be in the bubble for it.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, man, those arenas were great.
I gotta tell you, I mean, just following LeBron around for a while when the Cavaliers, like, to get that Boston crowd to be quiet, or to get the Golden State crowd to be quiet, I gotta believe that's gotta be sweet when you're a road team, when you can be like, simmer down.
I can only imagine Boston, because I've played this during the regular season. They get, you know what I'm saying? I've never played that in the playoffs, but regular season was, you know, it was always amazing energy, and to the best times was trying, even on the road, trying to like quiet those crowds, quiet the Garden, quiet Boston, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, I could imagine how it was in the playoffs, but it's probably one of the best feelings in the world to be able to quiet a crowd like that in a Golden State or in, you know, Philly or in Milwaukee, you know, where the rowdiest fans.
Danny Green with us, and he's our Odyssey Sports NBA insider. Insider calls are brought to us by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Has anything jumped out in the playoffs and surprised you so far, Danny, with any series going on? Because home teams doing what they're supposed to do so far, it just seems kind of status quo.
Yeah, nothing really jumped out. Two deflating games, just like the road teams, that was tough for them, you know, to just watch them, like, kind of, especially L.A., being up 20-something and having such a great game from D'Lo. They just only had three guys scoring double figures, which is tough. You know, Bron and A.D. are exhausted out there. Lose on a game winner, even worse. So I don't know how they'll bounce back that from that mentally. But nothing stands out, really. I thought the OKC New Orleans game series, I think, is going to be a good one because both teams are pretty good match. Like, New Orleans is not necessarily supposed to be an 8 seed. And OKC's rare, first time in the playoffs being a 1 seed. But nothing really stands out. I think there's some guys that will make themselves a household name and give themselves some extra rotational minutes next year at all the upcoming contracts. You know, the Trey Murphys, the Deuce McBrides. Indiana, I was a little shocked at how they came out and didn't play well. I still expect them to play better, but, you know. And also Phoenix. There's certain teams that watching the series, I'm just like, all right, this could be a series, and certain teams, I'm like, oh, they're just going home. And a couple of Phoenix was one of those teams. Was like, I just didn't have the confident faith in them that they're going to win that series or even extend it to seven. It may go six, but I think they're going home soon. Indiana didn't look, you know, good enough to me. Obviously, Miami's a little outmatched. So, especially without Jimmy. But nothing crazy stands out. But I thought the Lakers would definitely, and I thought Philly would definitely steal one on the road.
Danny, you like Cavs in five before we let you go, right? That's what you're kind of saying?
Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going Cavs in five.
All right, outstanding. Danny, I hope you're looking forward to talking to you next, and maybe we'll be talking about another series the next time we talk to you about the Cavaliers.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys next week, right?
You got it. Hope so. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thank you. Danny Green, outstanding stuff. Appreciate you.
All right,
Danny Green, again, that was Danny Green, our Odyssey NBA insider. Insider calls are brought to you by the new, all new, I should say, Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. You heard what he said. Huh. He likes the Cavs in five. Let's talk a little bit more about what Danny Green had to say and dive a little bit deeper into the Cavaliers playoff series with the Orlando Magic coming up.
Hey Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But tomorrow night, Orlando, what day is that? I've lost. Today's Wednesday, isn't it? Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. They play on Thursday.
Andy.
Hey, don't give me that.
I'm still looking at the calendar.
No, I keep waking up and I keep going.
You know what? You know why? Because they prolong the playoffs. That's why.
Oh, that's a good answer. Yeah, I'll take that.
Well, no, it's true.
I was just going to say I'm an idiot.
No, that's okay. Not the case. Well, anyhow, in this situation,
yes,
they prolonged the playoffs.
It just feels so long.
Exactly,
I feel like Boston should have played yesterday. They played, don't they play tonight? That series goes back on the floor tonight. Just kind of looking at what is today? Today's the 23rd. All day long. That's what they keep telling me. It's the 23rd. So tonight, no, you don't even have Boston again tonight. You have Phoenix, Minnesota, 7:30 tip.
Danny Green, interesting comments on Phoenix.
Yeah, let's talk about that in a second. Wow. Indy, Milwaukee. Tonight, Danielle, set. You got popcorn for that? You ready to go?
Eh.
You're not locked in?
No.
What?
I didn't.
You
grow
seem
up,
sad today. Are you okay?
I didn't grow up with basketball.
Like, oh, you didn't?
Honestly, I really didn't. Like,
yeah.
It
He's
didn't
a Packer
really
fan.
Much.
He's a quasi Brewer fan, not a big Bucks fan.
Yeah. I am a kind of a. What did we always call it? It was a basketball. I really don't have a denomination when it comes to basketball. Yeah. I just kind of sign up to watch great teams and watch great basketball.
He likes the sport.
Yeah.
He's not a big Bucks fan.
Mm. Yeah.
Why do I know this about him and you don't?
I don't know. You're like the millions of those that grew up without a team, so they became Braves fans because the games were on TBS. And
like,
all over
question.
The country.
Yeah.
I fell in love with basketball because of Steve Nash and the Phoenix Suns and Sean Marion and Amari Stoudemire. Like, that was the gateway drug of NBA basketball.
How'd Sean Marion make that shot?
Oh, he's so good.
No, he is.
Were you a giant Sean Marion fan?
I was a massive Sean Marion fan. He
weird
was,
shot.
He was probably my favorite player ever was Penny Hardaway. Second was probably Sean Marion.
So you were giddy when Sean came to the Cavaliers until you saw him play.
Yeah, and then at that point, he sadly was about done by then.
Yeah.
But I never understood how that shot went in, but it went in pretty well, especially those corner threes.
I you, know, could D you know what I think too. We should put together? Maybe I'll work on this. An all-time best team of guys who were brought in during the LeBron years to try and help him get over the hump. Man, that could be one stud of a team.
Woo! How many people do you think will remember Dwayne Wade played here?
Oh, Dwayne would be on it. Sean Marion would be on it.
Derrick Rose.
Shaq. Derrick Rose.
Does Jameson make it? Does Antoine Jameson make that team?
That was a huge move for them. Remember that? That was a huge move.
Wally coming off the bench.
Antoine Jameson was so cooked.
Yeah, he was.
What a nice guy.
He was
so
a great guy, cooked. Though.
I enjoyed Antoine.
One of the most cordial press conferences of all time, Antoine Jameson.
I think I'll work on that.
I just remember going to That'll Washington and watching, like, at the time, Wizards fans were just relentless on LeBron.
Well, do you remember those series?
Those were good games.
Wizards against the Cavs?
Yeah.
Those were really good.
Dallas.
Gilbert Arenas going nuts.
Dallas, wow. Clippers.
You got to put the Baron in there, too. Make sure the Baron finds a way to that team.
Oh, Baron Davis?
Yeah.
No, Baron wasn't on that team.
No, he wasn't on any of the.
Baron came in after LeBron left. And remember, Baron hit a game winner against Miami, right? They got blown out the first time they played
him. Baron was great when he was here.
And then Baron came. And
wildly entertaining dude.
I remember looking at Baron Davis going, that guy will never have to pay for a drink again after they beat the Heat when LeBron had gone down to Miami. So you got three games tonight: Phoenix, Minnesota, Indy, Milwaukee, Dallas, Clippers. What did you take out of our interview just a few moments ago with Danny Green?
Danny couldn't be any more honest.
I love that. Like, if you go back and listen to what we said about him not playing last year in the playoffs, I love it. How often do you hear that? You don't. I mean, he laid out exactly what he could have done and was not given the opportunity. I love it. Love it.
All I know is that you and I sat here last year thinking, you've got a guy who's won NBA championships and knows how to shoot sitting on the bench. Could you play him, please? And Danny apparently
on the heels,
Danny in complete agreement
of letting a guy go that knew how to win championships that found himself in Miami. And then, like, I don't care. Even if there was some grumpiness going on.
That whole thing was weird.
I don't know.
You're talking about Kevin Love, yeah, and then Danny comes in and they don't play Danny. It was a little odd, but that's history.
This goes to the
politics. Right now it's up 2-0.
That's true. Let's fast forward.
2-0 on the Orlando Magic.
Let's go forward.
Who can't shoot?
Danny said 5 games. Gentlemen sweep. You agree?
I said from the beginning of the series 5 or 6. Do I need to be specific?
Yes, now you have to be specific.
6.
Ooh. Menigan.
Cavs in 5.
They have not trailed once in 2 games. This thing's over in 4. It's a sweep. I really feel like it's a sweep.
We betting lunch?
Yeah, let's bet lunch on it. Let's go.
Okay.
Are we good?
I mean, game 3 is always the one you could see the home team taking.
Hey, Orlando has shot the ball terribly. The Cavs have played good defense, and they're not going to shoot the ball that terribly again. I wonder if it's the Cavs' defense or if it's Orlando. I don't know. It clearly, in watching the first 2 games, clearly the Cavaliers are a better team right now than the Orlando Magic. Anybody disagree?
I'll even write the script for game 3. Cavs will be trailing for most of the game, and in the end, Garland or Mitchell will rip their heart out at the end of the game, and then all of a sudden they'll be like, and then they'll come back for game 4, and they'll be like, eh, we had our chance, we had our chance.
I think the Cavs could get obliterated in game 3.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And nothing against the Cavs, it's just the way playoff series
go. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it. Do you see obliteration in game 3? I can't see that.
They could lose by more than 10 points.
If I'm putting you on the spot, I apologize. How do you see that happening?
They suddenly start hitting everything?
I think they're due to play better. I think Orlando's been terrible. And I think the Cavs have been good. And I think if the Cavs continue to be good, I think Orlando will be better. Then you get a game. But, you know, 2016 NBA Finals, look how many lopsided games there were. And I thought it was preposterous that would happen.
This isn't the NBA Finals.
Oh, I know.
And by the way,
will win a game. I think Orlando will still give them a challenge. And nothing wrong with that. I think the Cavs win the series. I said that from the beginning of the series. I say it now. Cavs will win the series.
Yeah, I thought.
But I think Orlando will be much more competitive than they were here in Cleveland.
I thought 5 out of the gate. And now after watching these 2 games where they haven't. Let's see what happens when the Cavaliers are trailing.
All the Cavs really did was what they're supposed to do. You're supposed to win 2 home games, especially against an inexperienced playoff team. And they did.
Yeah, just because you're supposed to do it doesn't mean you're going to.
Yeah, I know, but it's well done.
The way they're doing it, too, though,
Jeff. You mean almost letting a team that can't score back into games twice?
Well, if you want to look at the negative side of things,
I'm not.
The glass is half empty.
I'm not here to go rah-rah. I'm here to give analysis of the series.
Yeah, but I also think...
asked me what I thought. I told you what I thought. Yeah, because you don't agree with it doesn't mean I'm being all negative.
I'm not saying you're being negative. I'm just telling you what I think.
You just said I was being negative. What I'm being is analytical. I'm trying to talk about this hopefully an educated way. I think the Cavs win the series. I said it before the series starts. I still think they win the series.
Yeah, I just think you decided to go with the negative sliver. That's all. If it was a big piece of the pie, and part of that pie was a bad slice of apple.
You asked me how and why. I told you. You didn't like it. So all of a sudden I'm negative?
I'm not allowed
to have a sports opinion and talk about it. I think the Cavs win the series. What more do you need? And I don't think it goes 7. What more do you need?
I need you to be happy.
I said 5 or 6, and you picked 1. You said pick 1. I pick 6.
I know, you don't
all
like
to pick.
All
of a sudden, I'm negative?
I don't know. Dan, can we get a ruling on this? I'll either back off or jump down his throat. You tell me what we should do here.
I'd like it if your butt kickings were a little more oomph in the kick.
Oh, I have like no idea. What does that mean? I have no idea.
I'm not sure what that meant at all.
No, I don't know either.
I don't get it.
I don't know either.
Sounded funny, though.
I'm just trying really, really hard to not get in the middle of this quarrel because it's not good for me.
When mom and dad fight.
Oh, it's good for you. You get whatever you want.
No,
you totally get whatever you want.
Oh, it's the now I got two Christmases. Now I got two Thanksgivings. That's a lot.
Get a lot more gifts.
But
it's a lot more commitment. My time is more valuable than the present.
Even more gifts if you go split religion, man. Now you're in great shape. You're looking at 8 crazy nights and 1 fantastic morning with Santa. When I look at the series, though, the things that they are doing are some of the things that I just didn't get. I wasn't satisfied by during the regular season. The better chemistry, I think, between Garland and Mitchell. Although Garland again yesterday, sometimes he drives the ball into the paint and like has no idea where he wants to go. It drives me insane.
Hold on. Can I translate something?
Sure.
Does better chemistry mean Darius backs off? You just said they have better chemistry.
I don't think there's better chemistry. Well, maybe that is true. Maybe that it does mean that. No, it's not that. It's also that Garland, to be honest, every time I was going to look for the chemistry angle on this thing during yesterday's game, they weren't on the floor together.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
They weren't. They just weren't on the floor together.
When Darius really had it going, guess who was cheering for him?
It came right off the bench.
And greeted him coming off the bench.
Hey, I meant to ask you this question about Mitchell. Did you see the glasses he was wearing in the press conference again? He wears them every once in a while.
Yeah, I saw he was wearing glasses.
Yeah, they remind me of the glasses that I wore in like 5th, 6th grade, which are cool. They're throwback. They're retro. But then I'm wondering, you know, how prescription are those things? And is he wearing contact lenses during the game? Because, I mean, he was throwing stuff up in the first quarter that I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. There's no way he doesn't see the basket.
Call the team optometrist and find out.
Do you know the team optometrist?
I do not.
Oh. That takes some of the fun out of it. Thought maybe you had a number. I just thought his glasses were, I mean, he had glasses on.
It does. And I just wondered. I'll give you this.
Yeah?
Every time you see a player who plays without glasses, and then all of a sudden you see him wearing glasses, you can always think, should you be wearing those in the game?
I thought that yesterday. I'm watching some of these pregame press conferences.
I'll bet he's wearing contacts.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
Otherwise, it's maybe just to look cool. It's like LeBron wore glasses from time to time to look cool. Hey, look, it's me, Buddy Holly.
Did they have lenses in them?
I don't know.
Or were they just the frames?
It might be just frames. I don't know.
No, these were definitely not frames. These were glasses that
it is interesting how
I can remember my dad taking me to Union Eye Care in Euclid, getting those glasses.
Isn't that weird?
That they're fashion accessories?
Glasses is a fashion accessory.
Yeah.
I wear them here when we're at work because I need them for reading.
Me too.
Otherwise, I'm not wearing glasses.
And what do I look like when I don't bring my glasses in? I struggle on everything I have to read. And I got to put that's no fun getting old. It's not.
Just your eyes, Sandy. Everything else is all working.
So let me go back to what first of all, I've enjoyed watching.
Got
these
info.
I want to finish my statement.
No, finish your statement.
No, I'm just saying I'm enjoying watching what we're seeing out of the backcourt. I don't think they're conflicting. And the other part of it is, I've said it 10 times today, watching Mobley and watching Allen underneath the basket, grabbing rebounds, getting second chance opportunities for this team, and playing relentless against a team. If they play relentless, we win. That is what I really, really enjoy.
Which has been my point all season about those two guys being involved.
Yes. I can't stand when they're outside in the perimeter. I just don't need them out there. I want them under the basket.
Mitchell, Allen, Garland, Mobley, when they all play together in this series, they've played 33 minutes. Offensive rating of 103.0. Defensive rating, 87.9.
In other words,
net rating
working.
Of 15.2, which means they're playing well.
But they haven't played together all that much.
Right. Only 33 minutes.
Yeah. Interesting.
But got to be by design, right? Although yesterday, Mitchell got hurt. He had to go back to the locker room for a little bit because he got elbowed to the ribs.
So he had to go put on his glasses.
That's true. He wore his glasses to make his ribs feel better. Well played. All right, let's dive into it. Still more of your thoughts on the series and all of those things that are going on. Looking forward to it. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.